Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Eric Berry was a really good player, but now his Achilles is barely hanging on. Justin Houston used to sack the quarterback, but now he's covering the guy in the slot. Alan Bailey is a very large human, but he hasn't had a tackle in over 2 years. And then there's Ford.
And then there's Ford.
And then there's Ford.
And then there's Ford.
That never sacking, never tackling, showing up against the backup right on Ford.
Right on Ford.
I think the important thing to remember there is maybe the singing isn't all that great by me, but the lyrics are important. The lyrics are the message that you need to take away.
That's always what people are looking for in a good song.
It's all about the lyrics.
Not about the tonal quality or anything. You can take care of that in post-production. We just don't have those capabilities.
Charlie on Facebook said that song will be the basis of my therapy for years to come.
Yeah, pretty much so. Some reaction from the Pepper Jack's Grill Famous Philly text line. That's the debut of And Then There's Ford. An original Fesco of the morning production. It's better than Chief It. That's from Kathy. My ears are bleeding after that awful song. What was that? Worst thing ever. Another, my ears are bleeding, but I'm still laughing.
Yes.
You should all go to prison for what you did to my ears.
Like federal prison?
I guess. What the hell did I just listen to? You're exactly right. That was the worst thing I've ever heard. And now you have four listeners. I think they wanted to sing it that way. Instead of
and then there's four.
And then there's
and
four.
Then there's four.
Listeners.
I got somebody who texted me that said, fantastic.
What
I
the
love
F?
It. Take
what
it on the
F?
Road.
What the F? Never again.
Stop. Susie doesn't count.
Oh.
That's some of the reaction.
So they want to hear it again.
It takes a little while to for you to appreciate it, probably. Or possibly.
Our thanks to the Fesco in the Morning players for helping out.
Hey, man, you got to do what you got to do on a limited two-string budget around here, right?
What are you talking about? We have an unlimited budget.
Yeah, so we are beholden to original music. We bring you original music.
That's right. They want original music. We got original music. In fact, we're going to start auditioning bands. It starts next Friday. The Shawnee Mission East band is going to be in studio. They're going to be the first band they audition for the Fesco
excited.
In the Morning band.
The Fesco in the Morning
If you want to be part of the audition process, send an email or a text or a tweet to something to Ryan, and we'll get all like if you've got a band out there and
really
you want to be.
Nobody were going to give your email.
No,
out.
I want you to. You got to coordinate it all, man. I'm not good at that kind of stuff.
You got to coordinate.
Yeah, you got to coordinate. Yeah, remember, that's the other thing we used to do. So if you want to audition for the Fesco in the Morning band, send Ryan an email. We'll get you in here. We'll have you in for a show. You'll come in. You'll play some original music. You'll bring us back and forth from break all the time. And you have the opportunity to be a non-paying gig in studio, but to have people hear your band and maybe you book a gig or two.
That's right. Send me an email, bfesco@intercom.com.
See, the problem is I don't check that enough, Ryan. So that's that's why I want to.
They're screwing you.
I want to have it sent to you so we can get these bands in here. So Shawnee Mission East, the first band that's going to audition a week from today for Red Friday, they're going to be in studio. And if you want to join them, come on down and hang out in studio with us all Friday morning. We'll throw a party for you.
Well, the secret is you got to coordinate.
Uh-huh.
Most people don't coordinate. So you got to coordinate.
That's true.
The threat could be if you hate and then there's Ford. There could be more of that.
Yeah.
Or it could be your band.
We have very few rules here on this show. But one real big rule, we have the Gene Watson rule. If you come into the studio, you have to bring Chick-fil-A.
That's correct.
There's only one rule that we have, and it's the Gene Watson rule.
The Gene Watson rule. Gene's just going, what rule is that? As he perks up listening to the show. No, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I do that.
That's right. Gene Watson's
very
much
appreciated.
He's very, very good guy. Dana Hughes abided by the Gene Watson rule. Did
yes,
he not?
He did.
How about this? Charlie on Facebook says, I'm not sure, but I feel I'm going to be printing some. And then there's four T-shirts for therapy fundraisers to donate to the recently traumatized KC Metro.
Sure. It is kind of catchy. I got a minute.
People are driving around their cars right now.
Yeah.
People are like, whatever happened to Maude? And we released it on also the anniversary of the first Golden Girls ever. So, I mean, there's a big tie-in to this.
Yeah, really thought it all out, didn't we?
We really did. It really came together nicely. So, no, but seriously, if you want to audition your band, we're more than happy to have you in studio. Bring you in. You can play all morning long. And next Friday, the Shawnee Mission East Band's going to come. And if you want to come in here and hang out in the studio with us.
Love if we had a house band. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
It'd be fantastic. Play it again.
Not yet.
You gotta let it breathe. Maybe let's maybe like 9:30. Can we save it till 9:30?
I don't know if we can save it.
I think 9:30 will be your next chance.
Before who he talking about? Yeah, we gave away free pizza at 9:30 this morning.
I will credit the NFL, Bob. I mean, they're really trying. They're really trying to tell you. People are around.
Yeah, there are people around.
I feel like they're really trying to.
No, they're fighting a battle against an individual who consistently tells them it's failing.
That's part of it. And they're also telling you too. Hey, you're watching.
Yeah.
They tweeted out enough of it.
I told you I love Sundays from 12 to 6.
NFL Media, here are the top 5 TV shows of the week. Monday, September 3rd through Sunday, September the 9th. Who's ready for week 2? And it's a picture of 5 TVs. Top 5 shows were all football.
Mm-hmm.
All football, but they're also telling you we're popular. Mm-hmm. People are watching. I know people are saying they're boycotting. They're not watching. They're doing. You're watching.
It's a counterbalance to the certain people who are tweeting out there that the NFL is dying and it's a failing sport and all of this kind of stuff. The NFL is telling you, no, that's just not the case. We were the top 5 television programs of the week. People are watching us. The Sunday games were up from a year ago when it comes to television ratings. The primetime games were down. I understand that a little bit. But again, you're not factoring in the streaming. And the NFL, again, yesterday with that big announcement of making the Red Zone now available on your phone, the NFL, I'm telling you what, they've always been a pioneer, Josh, when it comes to the television product, going back to 1970 with the merger and creating the way that they did to have their games on network television that is free to the public. They're making their games available. They're not trying to hoard the games. Say, sorry, folks, park's closed. You got to watch it on your television. They're saying, you know what? The world is changing, and we're adapting with them. And I think the NFL has done an amazing job of adapting and getting you the ability to have the games wherever you are. And I'm, I guess, one of the quote-unquote suckers out there that still pays for NFL Sunday ticket. But you know what? When I'm at my kid's soccer game...
That's still the only way to get every game.
Right.
That one's on lockdown.
Right.
Until
2024 or something.
Until
like
they decide that contract opens up. That's the only one you can truly get every single game.
Right.
Boom.
Right.
But there are other ways to watch everything else.
I mean, if you live in Kansas City and you're a Chiefs fan, you can get every game for free and you never have to pay a cent for it. You can watch them on your mobile devices. You can do whatever you want now to consume that game. And God, I love the NFL for doing that. They're making it available for you. If you want to watch, say, baseball, like the Royals, and you don't have a cable subscription, you're not getting it for free on your phone like you can with the NFL.
Right.
And the NFL has always been a pioneer. And that's why they're the most popular sport.
Last night, I was at my kid's soccer practice, and I flipped open my laptop, and I was watching the Thursday night game.
Yeah.
Also, it was available, like, free on the Yahoo app. If you had the Yahoo app on your phone, you could have watched last night's game for free.
Right.
Like, they've always been on free TV. Now they're making it easier for you to watch for wherever you're at, on the couch, on the go, whatever. Their product is out there.
Yep.
It's in your face and it's everywhere.
Right. Oh, and Nike stock was at an all-time high yesterday too. So for those saying that the NFL is going to, you know, hurt because of this or Nike, it's not. It just isn't, because they're finding out ways of getting you to watch the games wherever you are. And that is such a bonus with everybody's lives, the way that we're on the go, the way that we're on the move. I know, I don't know about you. We got 4 soccer games this weekend, 2 on Saturday, 2 on Sunday. Okay. The NFL makes it possible for you to enjoy your kid's soccer game and still stay connected to what's going on, or your kid's dance recital, or whatever it is that you have going on, they still make it possible for you to stay connected. And for that, man, I love them for it, man. They make their product easy to find. It's easy to find.
Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio drops by for his weekly visit, and he gives us his favorite overreaction of week number 1 of the NFL. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, powered by the Jay.
Nine 15 on a Friday means we chat with Fox Sports Radio's Ben Maller. You can hear him overnights right here on 610 Sports Radio.
And if you got a band and you want to audition to be the official band of the show, we'll bring you in studios on Friday. The Shawnee Mission East Band's kicking it off next week, next Friday here on 610 Sports Radio. So if you want to be the official band of the show, send Ryan an email, or you can text us too, 69306. It is time to talk to Ben Maller. You can hear him overnights here on 610 Sports Radio. And Ben, what was your favorite overreaction from week one?
Well, I think we saw it last night. The Baltimore Ravens were a good team, and Joe Flacco was a good quarterback. And then they went against a mediocre Bengal team, and they got smashed in the first half of that game last night in the random Thursday night game with the Ravens and the Cincinnati Bengals. But you're right. I mean, listen, we've been doing this a long time, and every year it's the same thing. It's like the Raiders are the worst team in the world. John Gruden's never going to win a game because of the way they played in the Monday night game. Every one of these games, the Minnesota Vikings 49er game, Jimmy Garoppolo is a bust. What were they doing giving him the contract? I think he had the lowest quarterback rating outside of Peterman of anybody in the league. And, Deshaun Watson sucked against the Patriots. I mean, go down the list. Every game there was a storyline that came out of it, but the favorite, I guess, the Ravens. People were talking up the Ravens this week, saying how they were going to be good. Also, the Saints are never going to stop anybody on defense because Ryan Fitzpatrick lit them up. I mean, there's a gaggle of these things.
Well, my question to you is, after watching last night, and you kind of touched on it a little bit, though, but everybody was crowning the Ravens as, oh, my God, look at this team. But does that say more last night about the Ravens being a bad football team or Buffalo being a really bad football team?
Yeah. Here's my theory. This is the Peterman principle, all right? It's kind of like when you play basketball and you're at, like, a family function and you play against your 9-year-old niece or nephew and you school them. And then the next game you're going against some college basketball player that's in the family, and they school you, right? The adjustment, the learning curve, because in the second half, the Ravens actually played better in the second half, but the game was over at halftime. Like, no, this is more about Buffalo being completely incompetent than it is anything about the Ravens, and we'll see if the Bills rebound this week. But, yeah, I mean, they have a chance. If everything goes right for the Buffalo Bills, they could go 0-16 this year. They're that bad. They don't have a good defense anymore. They have Shady McCoy, but they're going to be behind in every game, so they don't really need a running back. They're a mess. They're terrible.
So do you have any teams you were impressed with in week one that you think have staying power?
The problem is, Josh, they're not sexy because they're like the teams everyone knows is kind of obvious, and you're never supposed to say the obvious thing. But the teams that impressed me the most, the Raiders, the Rams, against the Raiders in the second half when they went turbo time, and I was stunned at how good the Patriot defense played against Deshaun Watson because I expected that to be a high-scoring game, and it wasn't, and the Patriots were able to score, and they have no receivers. They had, like, Edelman suspended. Dorsett, who they got off the scrap heap from the Colts, he played. I was impressed with him. And, I mean, those are two that off the top of my head. And I was also surprised that the Dolphins, even though I picked the Dolphins, I was surprised they played well. Although that was like a freak. That was like a 7-hour thing. And also the Chiefs. I picked the Chiefs, but I didn't expect them to win. The way that with the style they won in L.A., formerly San Diego.
Yeah, you are in L.A. I wanted to ask you about that too. What is the NFL thinking with the Chargers and the stadium? I think embarrassment. I mean, it was great that it was filled with Chiefs fans, but they're not filling with their own fans in a small stadium. How can the NFL possibly think this is going to work?
Well, the NFL, they're going with a long game. I guess the short answer is the NFL's like, listen, this is what the owner wanted. It's his decision. And eventually, within the next couple of years, now it's going to be pushed back because the L.A. Stadium, which is in the Inglewood part of L.A., it got delayed. They had some rain last year. So, but the expectation is eventually the Chargers are going to be sold, and the L.A. Chargers, even though you're right, no one's going to the game. I mean, it's a very small crowd. There are some Charger fans. I've been to one of those games. There's not many of them, and it looks terrible. The optics are terrible when the Chiefs come in and everyone's wearing red and no one's wearing powder blue. But the Chargers are going to be sold, and they're worth a hell of a lot more money as the L.A. Chargers than in San Diego. So it's a simple economics play from that perspective. It's better for the NFL because when the Chargers are sold, eventually – that increases the value of every other team in the NFL, even though the Chargers are going to be a tenant at the Rams Stadium when it opens up. It's a bizarre world, but as I've been told, that's what this is all about. This is about the long game and selling the team once they move into the new stadium, and the Chargers will be worth a lot more money.
Talking with Ben Maller here on 610 Sports Radio, and that's a very interesting take on that. I didn't realize that the San Diego Chargers were moving to be sold, and hell of a business decision by the Spanos family, too. Move that sucker up the coast 90 miles and cash in double what you could have gotten.
Yeah, I mean, that's the expectation. It's not going to – it's going to – they're going to move into the stadium, and then within a couple years, the team will be put up for sale. So, and you're right. I mean, you're talking about an extra – when everything's done, what's it, an extra $1 billion or something? I mean, that's the it's always what you can get. You can ask for an extra $1 billion. Will someone actually pay? Is there a sucker out there, some hedge fund person that's going to pay the extra $1 billion? The answer usually is yes. Mm-hmm. So we'll find out. But keep an eye on that. You know, you got to wait 3 years or so, but keep an eye on it.
Tyreek Hill, to me, I wanted to see go into the game on Sunday and prove to everybody else that he just doesn't catch 69-yard touchdown passes, that he can do everything else. And boy, did he show it, from catching a touchdown pass over the middle to a little run to a little catch and fall on his head and shoulder and hold on to the ball. A great play on a 3rd and 13. I thought he did everything necessary to prove to the rest of the world that he's a top 5 wide receiver in this game. Are you on board yet with that?
Listen, I can't say anything bad about the guy, the way he played against the Chargers this weekend, but it felt to me like that was like he was cranking it up even a couple notches. Like, he was a good player, but that was an elite. That was the kind of performance that gets you on the cover of Madden, when the kind of moves and the speed that he showed against the Chargers last week. I'm curious this weekend just to see if he can do it again. Right, put it back to back. That's a bigger stage, although it's not a primetime game with Pittsburgh, but that's a bigger opportunity to see if he can do it again. But, yeah, he definitely felt, watching that game, Bob, I agree with you, that he took a leap up, and judging by the reaction of people that saw the highlights, even if they didn't watch the game, yeah, definitely Tyreek Hill has moved up the pecking order of NFL receivers after that game.
All right, I think the big story this week, Ben, is going to be Gronk versus Jalen Ramsey. How do you see that epic matchup taking place?
Yeah, well, I said the Patriots were going to lose one of the first two games, and they made me look bad last week. So I actually have Jacksonville winning the game this weekend, although I believe that Gronkowski will have a couple of touchdowns. But I think in the end, that Jacksonville is going to win. The Patriots just don't have enough on offense, so that means that Jalen Ramsey will be able to strut around like a peacock, and we can get some more great sound bites next week.
Can't wait for that. Ben, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy week 2 of the National Football League season. Enjoy your hummus, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
Ben Maller with us here on 610 Sports Radio, joins us every Friday at 9:15.
By request, there'll be another edition of...
And then there's Ford.
Then there's Ford.
Yeah, between now and the end of the show, yeah. So about another 35 minutes. I can tell you when.
You'll probably get plenty of that. Your chance to win pizza from the other place, though, if you can figure out who we talking about. 913-576-7610 to play next.
Fesco in the morning. Powered by the Jewish Community Center.
That's what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
Like I said before.
Who are you talking about when you say...
Dude, you're not listening to what I just said.
Slow down, pal. Who are you talking about?
I don't get caught up in that.
I went right to trivia music.
Yeah, that is.
Who are you talking about music?
That guy got very serious all of a sudden. Time to play Who Are You Talking About? Andy Reid speaks in very general terms about many a player.
Really could be just about anybody.
And it really could be just about anybody. We're going to give a soundbite. If you know who he's talking about, you can win a free large specialty pizza from the guys at the other place.
That's right.
It's a free Red Friday pizza from your Red Friday headquarters. If you don't get the clue right away, we're going to give you extra clues involving who he's talking about. But I don't know.
I have no idea.
He stays very, very generic, and we'll all learn together. So, Jeff in Kansas City will have our first crack.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Jeff, who are we talking about?
Yeah, normally that's kind of where he's at. You know, he's up in normally high percentage, and then that's the way he practices, that's the way he plays. So, You know, this year we have some guys that we feel can rotate in and give them a blow. Weather is a factor, you know, all those things. So.
Yeah, all those things.
Who he talking about?
So if I take a guess and I don't get it right, I lose, or I can let you guys give me another hint?
No, you got to take a guess,
it's
baby.
It's a one-shotter.
Justin Houston.
Oh, my God, you won.
Jeff and Casey rocked it.
Wow.
Yes.
How in the heck did he figure that one out?
How did he get that?
Yes, indeedy. You know, he's up in normally high percentage, and then that's the way he practices, that's the way he plays. So,
Flips too long.
You know, this year we have some guys that we feel can rotate in and give them a blow. Weather is a factor.
It's always a play. Thing, so.
Weather's a factor.
Weather's a factor.
Weather's a factor. Weather's
a factor.
Clip is way too long. Needs to be a lot shorter.
Shorter than
that.
Last week's clip. I just wanted to make sure that
guys that can give them a blow.
Yeah,
rotate in there and give them a blow.
Yeah.
Guys can give Justin Houston a blow?
Passanio, I guess. And then the weather was a factor, apparently.
Weather. I mean, you don't have Zombo. Yes.
It was weather last week.
Zombo's not out here giving Houston a blow anymore.
So Jeff in Kansas City, he rocks it. He wins a large specialty pizza from the guys at the other place on a free Red Friday pizza from your Red Friday headquarters. It was simple as that. That's how we like to
Josh, hang on a second. Hang on.
I love that. Do I get another clue? No. Okay, Justin Houston.
Boom, done. I'm smelling something. It smells like a fish and talks like a fish. It's a duck, right?
Yes.
I have a feeling
that
Ryan cheated and told Jeff, because Jeff may be his friend, that the answer is Justin Houston if you split the pizza with me.
Oh, well, it could be that conspiracy.
Could you buy into that?
Possibly.
I like to wear the tinfoil hat.
Probably.
Probably more than possibly, right?
Correct. In this case, yes.
I think in this case, Ryan set him up and said, I will split the pizza with you if you get this correct. Here is the right answer. So Ryan's diving in for free pizza.
Avoids another day of cooking.
Right. When we give away food, I don't know that we can necessarily trust Ryan to run it the right way, right?
It's very debatable.
It is very, very debatable.
That just leaves us more time, though, Bob. More time for And Then There's Four.
Eric Berry was a really good player, but now his Achilles is barely hanging on. Justin Houston used to sack the quarterback, but now he's covering the guy in the slot. Alan Bailey is a very large human, but he hasn't had a tackle in over 2 years. And then there's Ford.
And then there's Ford.
And then there's Ford.
And then there's Ford.
That never sacking, never tackling, showing up against the back of right on Ford.
Right on Ford.
There it is. People need more of that in their lives.
I'll tell you what. And then there's Ford is catchy. Because
I just heard you going in the commercial break. And then there's
Ford. I'll be singing it all day. I'm sure you will be too.
And then there's Ford.
That's why you weren't tasked with hitting the high notes. So there's
it's hard.
Debut of And Then There's Ford. You can go to 610sports.com a little bit later and probably listen to that in the on-demand section. But also.
Why not?
Why wouldn't you? Fesco, you're calling Sunday, a golden opportunity for the Chiefs.
Yeah, it really is.
The blog at 610sports.com.
I think it is. I think it's a golden opportunity for a number of reasons. Number one, it's a golden opportunity if Josh Dobbs ends up playing quarterback and you have the chance to go get a win against the Steelers with a backup quarterback and a backup running back. An opportunity that doesn't present itself a whole heck of a lot. You also have a golden opportunity, even if Ben Roethlisberger plays, to go into Pittsburgh and pick up a win against a team that most people aren't saying you're going to win against. And if you go into Pittsburgh and get a win this weekend, you come back for opening day at Arrowhead next week, and you're sitting at 2-0 with two big-time AFC wins, two wins over AFC teams that people perceive to be in the postseason, and two wins that could potentially springboard you and give you an advantage just 2 weeks into the season. And so in order to get that win, there's a couple of things I'm looking at that I think need to happen. And we talked about it in the possible or probable segment with the Chiefs. But number one, to me, I want to see the run kind of established in this game, not from an offensive standpoint per se, but more from a defensive standpoint. And what I mean by that is I think if you're effective running the football, You can move the chains, grind the clock down, and not have to put that defense back on the field. And I think that's the number one way, in my opinion, this week to slow down that Pittsburgh offense is to run the football effectively when you're on offense, because I just don't think the Chiefs defense is good enough to go out there and really clamp down on that Pittsburgh team. You know, whether you got Schuster, whether you got Brown, whether you got Connor, Big Ben back there throwing the ball, and I'm guessing he's going to play in that football game.
I think so.
I want to keep them off the field as much as possible. And if you can do that by running the football effectively and moving the football kind of at a slower pace and keep your offense on the field, that gives your defense a better opportunity to hold the Steelers to less points. So that's the number one thing that I want to see happen. Establish that run game. Get tough at that line of scrimmage, because we really didn't see that last week. You know, against San Diego, it was a quick strike, fast points, you know, let Tyreek Hill run with the football type of offense. They never got the ground game going. So I think this is a good week to try to establish that ground game. Number two, that turnover ratio. Man, you look at the stats that Vermeil has told us about for years, and you see how much better teams are when they're on the plus side of the turnovers. And the key for me, though, is not necessarily getting that defensive turnover. It's to play the same way that they did on offense last week. I think it's not been talked about enough that our dude didn't have any interceptions. And one of the things going into the season was, well, he's going to throw a lot more interceptions than, you know, Alex Smith did. But for our guy to not have any interceptions against the Chargers, that was really special. And I'd love to see that continue. I'd love to see the Chiefs play another turnover-free game. And being a smart football team, I think they have an opportunity to play a turnover-free game. So have that positive turnover ratio, and it'll give you a great chance to beat this team. How do you shut down Antonio Brown? I don't know, but I think that's the guy that you need to key on this week, Josh. You know, each week somebody keys on the best player. They always talk about that. Well, we're going to take Gronk out of the game this week, okay? I think Antonio Brown has to be that guy.
I'd like to eliminate him from their plans, yes.
So try your damnedest to eliminate one guy. And if you eliminate Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster beats you, or James Conner beats you, okay, then you chalk it up to them being a really good football team. You got to find a way to stop Antonio Brown. I don't want to see him in the stat sheet, you know, going all crazy. Win that special teams battle, you know, let Tyreek Hill set up good returns, let Dustin Colquitt pin you deep. I think you got an opportunity on the special team side of things. And the thing that you can't let yourself do this week is focus on the past. I know we've talked about it a lot. Everybody's talked about
this. They've lost 6 of 7 against the Steelers.
Yeah, it's just, not, you know, you don't play well against Pittsburgh. You don't play well in Pittsburgh. Haven't won there since, what, the 80s when Bill Moss was playing, you know, for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So there's a lot of things right now that you hear on the outside and all that white noise about the past, the past, the past. If you're this current team, you can't worry about the past. You can't worry about what happened last year. You can't worry about what happened in the postseason a couple of years ago. You have to focus on what's presented to you and what's in your way right now, and that's a Steelers team that is down Le'Veon Bell, potentially could be down a quarterback, and so you have the opportunity to go get a win. If Josh Dobbs plays and Ben Roethlisberger doesn't, it's a must-win game for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's going to be a very difficult game to win if Ben Roethlisberger plays, but that's why it's important about seeing who you play and when you play them. And that's when you play them is as important as who you are playing. And if you get an opportunity to play the Steelers not at full strength without their quarterback and without their running back, you got to win that game, because the last thing you want to see happen is finish 9-7 and miss the postseason by a game and say, man, that game on the 16th of September, damn, if we just beat that backup quarterback. So you want to take care of business. If Dobbs plays and he's the starter, it's a must-win game for the Chiefs. If Roethlisberger plays, it's going to be a tough win. It's going to be a very tough time to win.
A hugely influential one. For the second week of the season, if you're able to seal two road wins against the AFC, against teams that you think are going to be in the postseason, you're off to a fantastic start.
It's going to be a
bigly win.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, bigly, yeah. For sure.
It's going to be bigly.
All the sports word adjectives.
Right.
Yes.
It will be a bigly win if you could do it against Ben Roethlisberger, but more for perception than anything else.
I think for real, too. I mean, again, there are two teams in the AFC, two teams that are playoff teams. You got a little, you got the early run on them. So perception is great. Yeah, it's fine. Power rankings and all that stuff. But reality, two AFC wins coming on the road
against two AFC potential playoff teams.
Playoff teams, that's big.
Yeah. It is. No, it's huge. Yeah. I mean, you start 2-0.
That's real big. It's not real. Perception's great. That's real.
It's not like you beat Seattle and Arizona to start the season. You beat San Diego and you beat Pittsburgh potentially to start the season. you can get a little strut going on then.
That's going to be difficult.
You can get a little strut going on.
Be difficult. We hand out our Friday fives. You can too. 69306 on the Pepper Jack's Grill Famous Philly text line. We like to end Fridays on an upbeat note. We hand out our Friday fives next.
Fesco in the morning, powered by the J.
Eric Berry was a really good player, but now his Achilles is barely hanging on. Justin Houston used to sack the quarterback, but now he's covering the guy in the slot. Alan Bailey is a very large human, but he hasn't had a tackle in over 2 years. And then there's Ford.
And then there's Ford.
And then there's Ford.
And then there's Ford.
That never sacking, never tackling, showing up against the backup right on Ford.
Right on Ford.
My mom likes the song. You know what she would say to you if you don't like it?
Screwing you.
We're screwing you. So, yeah, my mom, a big fan of the song.
Huge.
Likes the lyrics, thinks Huge. It's well done.
You should go try out for something.
For something?
Yeah, one of those shows. Everybody, when they tell you you're good, you go try out for one of those shows.
Oh, yeah, right.
Make a mockery of yourself.
That's so true.
Go for it. That was really good. You should go.
All right.
Absolutely. Should have been at an American Idol auditions last Sunday.
Didn't we send Dusty to that?
I think he, I don't think that happened.
No.
Have that on the maybe list.
Yeah. A lot of maybes with him.
When you check maybe on a Facebook invite, do you have any intention on going?
I don't even look at Facebook invites. I didn't even know Fanning was getting married because I don't check my Facebook invites.
I don't either, but I've always been just
what? I'm serious. I'm not kidding you. Like, I look at it, like, months later, I'm like, oh, Fanning had a wedding? Great. I was invited on Facebook?
He didn't get a handwritten invitation?
No.
Human interaction?
He delivered it by hand to me.
Well, I guess he really wanted you there.
Wanted to save on postage.
Yeah.
How much is a stamp these days?
52 cents?
What a ripoff. You know what they would say about that, right?
They're screwing you.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're screwing you.
I think the postage.
I've always been a person though just says no. Disagree. I don't give them a maybe. Like, I just say no. I've always been like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going. I'll just tell you I'm not going. No, maybe about it.
But in this society in which we live, where
too
everybody
much indifference
is
with the maybe.
What is the word that I'm looking for? This passive aggressive society in which we live right now. The maybe is the perfect no.
Almost Carly Rae Jepsen started it off. You know?
Yes, she did. Call me maybe.
Call me maybe.
Yeah, she's like 867-5309.
And yeah, Kling out here telling maybe. People what probably is happening.
I saw a Kansas license plate with 867-5309.
You
day.
Did?
Yep.
No way. 867-5309. Is it too many? Isn't it the seven?
That's what it was. I was singing it.
Yeah. 867-5309. You know what people are going to be singing today, right?
And then there's Ford.
Eric Berry was a really good player, but now his Achilles is barely hanging on. Justin Houston used to sack the quarterback, but now he's covering the guy in the slot. Alan Bailey is a very large human, but he hasn't had a tackle in over 2 years. And then there's Ford.
And then there's Ford.
And then there's Ford.
And then there's Ford.
That never sacking, never tackling, showing up against the backup right on Ford.
Right on Ford.
High five.
I'm with Kling. That is the longest 37 it seconds really I've ever is. Experienced.
I don't think it's long Jesus. Enough, really.
That's what she
you
said.
You didn't even touch the offense. And someone says, have you guys heard of auto-tune?
I have, actually.
We don't have that in our building.
I was going to auto-tune Fesco, and I decided to leave it raw.
We give out our Friday fives. You can give yours as well, 69306 on the Pepper Jack's Grill Famous Philly text line. I'm going to share mine with Panda Bill. Panda Bill texted this one in. You want to give a high five to Le'Veon, Andrew Bell. Keep doing what you're doing, buddy.
Yeah, you keep doing
Go
you.
Go Chiefs. That was one of mine as well. Le'Veon Bell for staying strong.
What if this works, though, and he cashes in? How many other players are going to do that around the NFL? What if we see Tyreek decide to do that, too? See, well, that's the fallback.
Well, then you're evil for doing it.
Yeah, right.
They're on your team.
Right.
It's a terrible idea.
That's
on
right.
Somebody else's team that faces you in week two, it's an awesome idea. That's how that works.
Ryan, who are you going with this week?
I am going to give a high five to whoever the hell this reporter was.
Lee, I'm live tonight in Uranus.
I don't know how he kept a straight face when he had to say, I'm live tonight in Uranus. But tip of the cap to you. Friday five to you, random news fellow.
KY reporter.
Right.
KY3 and yep. Springfield reporter.
Lee, yep. I'm live tonight in Uranus.
Wow.
In front of the fudge factory.
That's right. That's right. In front of the famous Uranus fudge factory.
Right.
I'm reporting live from Uranus.
That's probably the one that propels him to the... to the network, though.
Yeah,
probably.
Be honest. Probably.
Lee, I'm live tonight in Uranus.
Next.
We are looking live at Uranus.
Like the NBC White House correspondent. I don't know. Maybe that's the next thing, next gig for him. I don't know. Friday five to the Weather Channel people and all the other loons reporting in hurricanes.
High five.
I don't know what you're doing and why you have to risk your life to.
Also, whoever made that phallic graphic.
Yes, yeah, right. Yeah.
But
yeah,
it is. It is a compelling television, I got to be honest. I will watch storm coverage of storms not affecting me every day of the week.
Yeah. I'm going to give a high five out to everyone coming out to the BMA golf tournament today out at Hillcrest. I think Ryan's going to sneak out there as well and enjoy some of the leftovers. So raising money, it's all going to stay here in Kansas City. Excited to be part.
So creepily. Like
I don't know. You like the leftovers. I'm really proud to be part of this organization and this foundation. We raised a lot of money, over $1.3 million in less than a decade, and it's all staying right here in Kansas City. So kudos to everyone coming out today and supporting our foundation.
There's a Friday five to Barf and Bobby. That from the
Bobby Barf
from the Pepper Jack's Grill famous Philly right. text line.
Bobby Barf.
Bobby Barf.
Bobby Barf. And then there's Bobby Barf.
High five to the guy in the text line that says that the song made him want to change the station.
Oh, good.
Yet,
but you did. Because you knew what the alternative was.
I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. Someone asking if that's Susie from Sales with the background vocals.
Can't let you know that.
Oh, that's just...
That's the 6'10 singer.
Yeah. I want to let you know, she is in our stable of 6'10 players. But...
Right. Part of the cast.
Right.
Part of the cast. I'm going to give a high five out to my family in North Carolina who decided to say, damn you, Hurricane, whatever your name is, we're staying.
Florence.
And it downgraded to a Hurricane 1.
Lee, I'm live tonight in Uranus.
So they are...
There's going to be flooding and rain. They're not out of the woods at all.
They're sticking it out, but it's down to a Category 1, so I think they made the right decision not to run for them thar hill.
Flooding in Uranus right now?
I love how Bob is like the worst weather person ever.
Like mudslides in Uranus would be the best weather phenomenon.
Oh, God. Bob, yes. You never take any weather seriously.
I don't.
It's like, oh, it's been downgraded now. It's no big deal. Yeah, there's like flooding and power outages and people stranded. And it's still very, very serious. So you should probably check on your family.
And my dad's keeping me abreast of everything that's going on. I'm getting texts and, you know, Facebook allows you to keep in touch with everybody as well. They did lose power, though.
Friday five to the Royals personnel who went and visited the troops this week. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Went on the USO tour and reported.
Yeah, back Reggie on the Sanders broadcast. And Sween Dog.
Yeah,
and,
Joe Goldberg. And
Goldberg
a whole bunch
was
of
out
yeah.
there. Brett
Hall
was out there.
Hall of Famer was there as well. You can check out the George Brett podcast, the KC Bobcast with George Brett at 610sports.com and the podcast page. Download the George Brett podcast. The Ryan Liljer one is the latest as well.
There's no rules about a shameless plug during a Friday five.
God, no.
Okay.
Give a high cool. five, a Friday five to, I was originally going to go Bob Sutton for staying strong and his convictions. But I got to give a high five and a Friday high five to the Lexington Legends getting ready to win a championship in single A tonight for the Kansas City Royals. So high five to those guys down there. That's our future, folks. And the last time
play against Le'Veon Bell,
and the last time they won at every level, they won a World Series here in Kansas City. So go Lexington Legends.
Those
high five for Sutton for keeping it real on that. Though.
Yeah, do you
want
to play against Le'Veon Bell?
No,
I don't either.
No,
those are your Friday fives. Don't forget Monday 6:15. Chance to win Smokehouse Barbecue.
That's right.
8:15, chance to win Smokehouse Barbecue. And 9 o'clock, time's yours.
Time's yours at 9 o'clock, that's right, which means you get the opportunity to call in the show and give your Chiefs takes. Every Monday at 9 o'clock, we're doing that. So get you to the phone.
I don't think they're up to something today. I think this is all above board for the first time. Joe and Vern out and about. I think everything's okay. We'll find out next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.